His Excellency Zui Tiankai, Ambassador of China to the United States, says China abides by World Trade Organization rules.
I guess many people in China are puzzled. When we are trying to keep our door open and maybe open even wider to others, there are attempts here in the United States to raise that barrier, to close your doors.
Ambassador Nicholas Burns made the point U.S. companies entering China's market are greeted with barriers. He agrees with the use of tariffs and warns if differences cannot be resolved.
Are we looking at a future where after 40 years of integrating our economies globally, we're now going to have a decoupling of the global economy? There'll be a U.S. and maybe Western liberal democracy economy where we trade with each other. China will be in a separate group. This would be a profound seismic change for the world.
I share your worry about a possible decoupling of the two economies. I think that this will hurt both of us. This will hurt the global economy. Because by nature, technology will require openness, innovation, and more integration of the global market. If you invent a new technology, it's not a piece of antique. You lock it up in the safe. And where there's no other body in the room, you take it out and have a look. Technology, you have to use, you have to put it to the market. You would look to as many people as possible to use it in order to make it useful. So if we have a fragmentation of the global market, I'm quite sure it will hurt the advancement of technology. And in the end, it will hurt everybody. So I do hope our two teams, they are working very hard now, could come to some agreement on the trade disputes and give more confidence to our two economies, to the business community, and to the world.
If a trade deal cannot be reached by March 1st, the Trump administration will raise tariffs on Chinese-made goods once again. Patrick Center, WGVU News.